I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Genocide is before the U.S. State Department this week. At stake, a designation for Christians pursued by ISIS in the Middle East. It means that the policy can no longer be see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. That's especially true for the followers of Christ. Now, more than ever, they're needed in the shadow of ISIS. Open Doors USA's David Curry explains.
People are coming to faith through this because it's breaking their orthodoxy. If you're a ritualistic person, if you're a religious person, and you go through this sort of trauma, you realize you need a personal relationship with the Lord. And the power of the story of Jesus is the personal faith.
So what's needed from us? Well, there's telling these stories. There's supporting ministries on the ground. But mostly, there's prayer and believing that God has things in hand. In other news, Andrew Tewin was just a teenager when he began serving the people of Albania, a self-declared atheist nation.
And I didn't like it that this small country of 3 million people could deny God's existence and God not do anything about it. So I began to pray for God to work and open up this country for the gospel, never expecting that I would end up there myself. My wife and I, after we got married, joined Pioneers. Through that, we ended up going to work with a team in the northeast of the country in the mountainous area.
Andrew and his wife helped to plant several churches in Albania before being led to Greece. And though the location has changed, their ministry hasn't. With Pioneers' help, the couple is still reaching out to Albanians with the love of Christ. To learn more about the genocide legislation or the Tewin's ministry, go to missionnews.org. This month, Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. These words are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.